In this bulletin, China slams Liberal MP Andrew Hastie for Nazi Germany comparisons. Australia's National Spy Agency gets a new Director General, and James O'Connor to play for the Wallabies for the first time in 6 years. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. China has condemned a Liberal MP for comparing its rise to that of Nazi Germany's, saying the comments will damage the relationship with Australia. The chair of the Federal Parliamentary Security and Intelligence Committee, Andrew Hastie, made the comment in an opinion article published this morning in The Age and Sydney Morning Herald. The Chinese embassy in Australia says it deplores Mr. Hastie's rhetoric. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is downplaying Mr. Hastie's remarks.
Andrew is, of course, not a minister in the government, and Andrew's free to make comments that he wishes to make as a member of the backbench. And he's entirely entitled to provide his perspective.
Labor's education spokeswoman, Tanya Plibersek, says she's concerned by Mr. Hastie's remarks and Mr. Morrison's response.
China is a vital trading partner for Australia, one of the largest economies in the world, our major trading partner, and it's important for the Prime Minister to make clear whether Andrew Hastie is freelancing or whether he's reflecting Australian government views.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's spoken to his UK counterpart Boris Johnson about joining an international coalition to protect shipping in the Middle East. The United States and Britain have asked Australia to defend oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz from Iran. It comes 2 weeks after Iran seized a British-flagged tanker in apparent retaliation for Britain detaining an Iranian vessel. Mr. Morrison says Australia is considering the request, but wants to know more about what its role would be.
I spoke to Boris Johnson last night and indicated to him that we were looking very carefully at our participation in this initiative, which we would see as an international, multinational initiative, and it's about safe shipping lanes. It's about de-escalating tensions.
The head of the Australian Signals Directorate, Mike Burgess, has been appointed as the new Director General of the National Spy Agency. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton made the announcement today, putting Mr. Burgess in charge of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, or ASIO. Mr. Burgess, who's replacing the retiring Duncan Lewis, says he's proud to be given the job.
ASIO performs incredibly important work defending Australia from serious threats, and those threats are very real. Being appointed the Director General of Security is a great honour and an even greater responsibility.
8 men have been charged over a fight at Sydney's Villawood Immigration Detention Centre in March and will face court later this month. The Australian Federal Police says the brawl involved 15 detainees and 4 needed hospital treatment. The foreign nationals aged between 22 and 36 were arrested, accused of offences against centre staff who reportedly tried to defuse the situation. In rugby union, the Wallabies' starting side for Saturday's Bledisloe clash with New Zealand has been named. There are a few surprises, but coach Michael Checker has brought in James O'Connor for the first time in 6 years. Now 29 years old, O'Connor began his professional career at just 18 and was the second youngest Wallabies player in history. His career has faltered due to alcohol and drug indiscretions. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a shower or two and 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers and windy, 13. Melbourne, showers easing, 13. Hobart, cloudy and 11. Canberra, showers and 10. Wollongong, windy and mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, similar and 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.